July 1, 2026. Today's reading from Discovery, The Elder Brother. Opening prayer. Holy Spirit, help me to hear your voice and respond to what you are teaching me in life-changing ways. Read Mark chapter 6, verses 1 through 13. A prophet without honor. Jesus left there and went to his hometown, accompanied by his disciples. When the Sabbath came, he began to teach in the synagogue, and many who heard him were amazed. "Where did this man get these things?" they asked. "What's this wisdom that has been given him? What are these remarkable miracles he is performing? Isn't this the carpenter? Isn't this Mary's son and the brother of James, Joseph, Judas, and Simon? Aren't his sisters here with us?" And they took offense at him. Jesus said to them, "A prophet is not without honor, except in his own town, among his relatives, and in his hometown. He could not do any miracles there, except lay his hands on a few sick people and heal them. He was amazed at their lack of faith." Jesus sends out the 12. Then Jesus went around teaching from village to village. Calling the 12 to him, he began to send them out two by two, and gave them authority over impure spirits. These were his instructions. "Take nothing for the journey except a staff. No bread, no bag, no money in your belts. Wear sandals, but not an extra shirt. Whenever you enter a house, stay there until you leave that town. And if any place will not welcome you or listen to you, leave that place and shake the dust off your feet as a testimony against them." They went out and preached that people should repent. They drove out many demons and anointed many sick people with oil and healed them. Reflect. Who do you think Jesus is? What three roles or titles would you attribute to him? Years ago, I heard Brother Andrew speak about some Christians under persecution in Eastern Europe. When questioned by authorities about why they were meeting, they replied, "We're meeting with our brothers and sisters to hear the last will and testament of our elder brother." In one sense, that is very true. According to the writer of Hebrews, Jesus identified himself as a brother to those who are made holy by God. The people in the synagogue in Jesus' hometown may be amazed at Jesus' eloquence and miracles, but this does not compel them to respect or believe him. He's very ordinary. We know all about him. Their statements underline the fact that Jesus had truly become one like us, a son, with a skilled trade and named brothers and sisters. What became of his sisters, I wonder? The people's lack of faith amazes Jesus. He's laid aside all the glory of heaven, resulting in restrictions upon his exercise of power, though he can still bestow power upon his disciples to heal and cast out demons. He prepares them to expect rejection. He had experienced it himself. Apply. We share the same Father and have brothers and sisters in common. What could it mean for you in the next 24 hours to have Jesus as an older brother taking responsibility for you? Closing prayer. It amazes me, Jesus, that you would choose to be my brother, loving me more than any earthly brother could. Thank you for your wisdom and power with which you care for me.